Okay, we're here with Anthony Davis, programmer from Obsidian, and he's going to answer some more questions about Neverwinter Nights, too.
I'll do my best.
Now, Fergus answered a lot of questions yesterday, so I might skip back to them, or if there's any information you think the group at Alpha might be interested in, you can just offer that up. But the first question I'll start with is, will there be any increased functionality in the DM client as far as facilitating DM's handling of more players, NPCs, groups, spawns, etc.? And will one be able to spawn and despawn placeholders in the DM client?
The simplest answer I can give for that is that the DM client is currently undergoing a heavy review and a heavy rewrite, and we're taking a lot of input from the community on how they want to use it and what's the best way for them to use it and features that they would like to see in it. Specifics about the DM client, other than what it does in Neverwinter 1, I can't go into too many more details about it this time.
And more information will be available around the time of the release.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I have another question from an Auburn. Can we scribe scrolls on all levels and not just on the two or three pre-made levels as in Neverwinter Nights 1? And will we be able to craft items with different spell levels on them set by tool set versus preset?
I started thinking about the second part of the question. The first part of the question, can you repeat that again for me one more time?
Sure. That's can we scribe scrolls on all levels and not just on the two or three pre-made levels?
That's a very good question. I honestly don't know the answer to that. Sorry. The second one, the crafting system, let me reread that question again. Craft items with different spells levels on them set by tools of their preset. I don't know how the crafting system works in everyone. How did the crafting system work in everyone in one versus how ours works now?
You know, I have no idea. I didn't really use it.
That's a good question. I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to it. I really don't.
Okay, and our next question is, will the creation of static feats be possible? AKA, can you make feats like weapon focus for new weapons?
Short of how they were modding it through Neverwinter 1 to add new feats, the answer is no. At least not through the toolset, which is what I think they're looking for. So I think the answer to that is no.
What classes, PRCs, sub-races, skills, and monsters are definitely in? And how easy will it be for members to implement their own? And will it be possible to add specific spell lists for PRCs? Okay, let me just start with the first part of the question. If you know, what classes, PRCs, subraces, skills, and monsters are definitely in?
Okay, so some of the new classes we've added for Neverwinter 2 include the Warlock as a base class, the Duelist as a prestige class, the Neverwinter 9, which actually is three prestige classes. There's a Warder for the fighter-oriented class, a Magus for the spellcasting-oriented class, and the Agent for the sneaky, crafty, cunning rogue-type class. There's the Divine Champion, the Arcane Trickster, and there are some more that are slipping my mind at the moment. New skills? Was that part of the ones that you asked? Was new skills?
Yes.
I just know we have the skills from 3.5. I don't know if there's... It's the 3.5 skills. There's a lot of new feats. A lot of new monsters. Some of the new monsters have already been talked about. Like, there's the Bone Spider. I'm sorry. Did they mean new from, like... did they mean new, like not D&D creatures? Or do they mean, like... I'm not sure I understand the context of that question.
I think they basically just want to know which ones are in or if any are excluded.
So some of the ones that I think that have been announced that have been in are like, you know, there's various dragons, zombies, ghasts, ghouls, mummies, goblins, orcs, trolls, balors, other types of, I think they're called slods. I'm not, trying to remember what some of the other creatures are. There's so many, it's like you're trying to pick them all out.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice taste. You don't have to list them all. The second part of the question, okay, how easy will it be for members to implement their own?
Obviously, they can customize the templates or make new templates through the tool set. As far as adding new ones, that depends on how adept they are, like creating new models and implementing them and using them through Granny and new meshes and textures. Taking existing content and changing it through the template or through the tool set is, of course, doable for creatures. You know, you can just modify the template or create a new template. Creating new classes, not accessible through the tool set, but I know the community will probably figure out a way to do it on their own. They did for Neverwinter 1. So, and there was something else that they wanted to be able to customize that slipped my mind.
Skills, monsters.
Skills, probably not at all. Monsters, again, editing the tool sets, and again, they can implement new meshes, or I'm sorry, import new meshes and models if they're done using correctly through the Granny system. And I believe one of our plans is at some point to release a model exporter to help them. I don't know what the schedule is for that, though, but I know that's on our plate.
Okay, and then just one side question, which I'm sure they'll want to know. Can you tell us, percentage-wise, how complete or incomplete the game is right now?
This is just my opinion of the game. I'm not sure what the... Correct. It's a September release. It's the next 2 to 3 months are just going to be a lot of polished features and, you know, bug fixes and stuff like that. So the reason why I was kind of hemming on that is because I know my schedule. I don't know everybody else's schedule, but it is due for a September release, and I think we're way on track. That kind of stuff with it.
Okay, and will there be... Oh, here's another question that Fergus sort of answered yesterday. Will there be any actual... discernible difference between the vision types this time around, or will they all be the same again?
What do they mean by vision types?
I believe it's the way you see the world. I think the way Fergus answered it last time, it's like you could switch vision types, but the difference, like on the screen, wasn't as apparent.
I'm actually not sure about that. I mean, I know that we have a lot of tools that we've exposed so that, like, a creative modder could say, like, I have this level where I want to play as a night elf with special vision, and then they could use the... If I can find the F11 key, I can show you. There it is. They could use the various graphics options we have and sort of, for, like, a specific module, they could maybe, like, you know, adjust the color of the level. So, like maybe, I don't know, a night elf has, like, you know, night vision, so you could make it, like, more red. You know, or something like that. So there's a creative community or a creative modder could do something like that. As far as actually like looking through them, it's not a first person point of view game. So I'm not real sure what they mean by vision other than that, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that was a very good answer for you on that.
No, we'll just have to hope that they're satisfied with that.
But since it is a third person or isometric point of view, there's no first person point of view, I'm not really sure how vision's applicable to that.
Okay, another question is, are Archmage and Shadow Adept in as PRCs, and are Genasi in as subraces?
The Genasi were cut, but that might, you know, the future's wide open. The Shadow Adept, I don't believe is in, and what was the other one, the Archmage?
Yes.
And I don't believe the Archmage is either, but we have added, I know why they want the Archmage. We've added a lot of prestige classes for casters that allow them to boost up their spell level and to have all the extra. I think in Neverwinter 1, even though it was a great game, I don't think there were as many good prestige classes for casters. So that's why we've added like the Divine Champion and the Arcane Trickster, and then some of the other ones that are slipping my mind right now. And it's like, we could actually pull up character generation letter and go through them. I don't think all of them are listed, but we can show you the ones that are there for this press release.
And will animal companions and familiars be closer to what the book says?
Yes.
Oh, and will there be an improved familiar feat?
The improved familiar feat is still on the table. I'm not sure what its final result will be. That's not my area. That's a design decision. The familiars now operate closer to what they are in the Pen and Paper games. They're small animals. They're not tanks. They can be killed. You take a penalty when they die. But they don't die permanently because we felt that affected gameplay too negatively. The animal companions are still very stout animals like the boar, the bear, the wolf. There's a giant spider for animal companions. The familiars are things like there's a weasel, a little beetle, a rabbit, a cat, a bat, a rat. There's a lot. So in the familiars now, when you have them out, they're vulnerable. They can be killed. But while they're out, they give you bonuses to whatever it is that familiar does.
Okay, and I didn't ask Fergus this question yesterday because I think I know the answer, but I'll ask you, will BioWare be aggressively supporting community efforts to provide solutions to features lacking at launch? And will there be some sort of MSDN access for specific community developers?
I'm not sure how much BioWare would be involved in that. I'm not saying they're not, I'm not sure. As far as the continued support for the application or the tool set and new content, that pipe keeps getting it. I mean, that's definitely something that, Atari and Obsidian and I'm sure BioWare, everybody wants to support it. You know, we want to keep pushing the boundaries with this and adding new content. There was another part to that slipped my mind. Oh, the MSDN type access, like a Wikipedia or something? I'm not sure what the plan is. There's talk of, we have a Wikipedia internally. There's also the Neverwinter 1 Wikipedia that already exists. I'm not sure how those are gonna handle, like if they're gonna merge, if they're gonna become two separate things. I'm not sure. But there is plan to, of course, release support in some sort of accessible format like that, though.
Okay, and last question. What is your view on the development of larger PWs such as Alpha in terms of area numbers? And will it be possible with the existing hardware on the market today? Will it likely become more possible with improved hardware over the years, or does the 64-bit encryption mean we're kind of stuck? Are there any streamlining tricks you can advise on?
Well, the first thing I can tell you is that the game engine, because as far as the game engine is concerned, everything is pixel-based and not polygon-based, it will all scale with newer hardware. As the hardware comes out, the game's just going to get faster and faster and better and better. And, you know, I mean, you got to remember, 3 years ago, not everybody had broadband or something like that. Nowadays, broadband's a lot more prevalent. You know, as time goes on, I just think the community is just going to become more and more persistent world-friendly. I'm sorry. The application, the tool set, and the game will become more and more and more persistent world friendly. Obviously, because there's so much more to the game, it will require significantly stronger hardware. It will require larger pipe, a bigger broadband access to play the game. It is still playable from the client point of view, I believe. I don't want to say that because I'm not sure what the lowest level as far as throughput goes where you can still play it. I don't have that. That's Rich's area who's not here. But I guess the one thing I want to let them know is that as the persistent world comes online, the Neverwinter Nights 2, we want to continue supporting them, giving them things that they want. And somebody just slapped that up there, didn't they? You don't like NVIDIA?
No, I just...
Well, you can hand that over to me.
It's got a little Velcro thing on it.
I'll just take it. Not that, it's just...
Anyway, I just want to say it's been a top priority of Fergus and Darren, who's the Obsidian producer, and, of course, Josh Sawyer, and, of course, all the programmers, that we want to get the persistent world and the community on board with Neverwinter Nights 2, make it as easy and accessible for them as accessible for them as possible. But it is still, it's a cutting edge game, and it will require stronger hardware. I mean, there's no other way around that.
Yeah, like everything else, it's practically open source, so it's constantly being developed, it seems.
Well, the community is, and the community, I think, keeps it going because they're the ones who are like making the mods and people are downloading. Once they've beaten our campaign or beat Neverwinter 1's campaign, they're the ones who are going to keep the interest in the game level high. And, and they're also going to give us the most feedback. And they're our biggest fans. So, we want to do as much as we can for them. And that is certainly our goal. How much that's going to happen and how fast that will happen, probably not fast enough. It never is, but it's definitely the plan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Oh.